Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. The subject we're doing still is called Prosperity. This is God's Will for All Mankind. We're doing part four from a 10-part series. And the topics we're doing today is, did prosperity finish at Abraham? No. Did prosperity finish at Isaac? No. Did prosperity finish at Jacob? No. What happened to future generations? Topic 13. We see in the scriptures Abraham's son Isaac prospers during a famine in the land in which he was living. God told him not to go to Egypt, which is the world, but to trust God for the prosperity that he needed. We see this in Genesis chapter 26, verses 1 to 6. Verse 1, there was a famine in the land besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham, and Isaac went to Abimelech, the king of the Philistines, in Gerar. Then the Lord appeared to him and said, do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land of which I tell you. Dwell in this land, and I will be with you and bless you for you and your descendants. I will give these lands to you, and I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham your father, and I will make your descendants multiply as the stars in heaven. I will give you, the descendants, all these lands, and in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. See further where Isaac prospered. In verse 12 it says, then Isaac sowed in the land and reaped in the same year a hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him. The man began to prosper and to continued prospering until he became very prosperous, for he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and a great number of servants, so the Philistines envied him. We see quite clearly God was blessing the man of God, blessing Isaac, and became very, very prosperous like his father Abraham. Topic number 11, did prosperity finish with Isaac? No. Jacob also had great possessions, and he recognized that God was the person that made him rich. We can read this in Genesis chapter 33, and particularly verse 5. Topic number 12, did prosperity finish at Jacob? No. Abraham's great-grandson, Joseph, was so blessed that he grew in prosperity and favor. Joseph starts out as a slave in ungodly Egypt, and because he was the seed of Abraham, he ended up saving the entire nation of Egypt from 7 years of famine. Joseph became the second most powerful man in Egypt in the known world, next to Pharaoh. He had favor from Pharaoh and wore his ring. Joseph had control of all the food in the land of the known world, and at this time, and you can read that in Genesis chapter 41, verses 55 to 57. Reading from verse 55, so when the land of Egypt was famished, in other words, there was a famine, the people cried to Pharaoh for bread. Then Pharaoh said to all the Egyptians, go to Joseph, whatever he says, do it. The famine was over all the face of the earth, and Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold to the Egyptians, and the famine became severe in the land of Egypt. So all the countries came to Joseph in Egypt to buy grain because of the famine was severe in their lands. Topic number 13, what happened to future generations? God's people forgot their covenant or their contract promises with God and became into bondage with Egypt, a type of the world, and Pharaoh, a type of Satan, and they became slaves to the world system. God's people lost their blessings and their prosperity because they forgot the promises, their covenant. Instead of living in wealth and freedom and power, as their forefathers did, they were reduced to slaves. For over 400 years, the children of Israel were in bondage to Egypt or the world system. Why? The reason is because they forgot their covenant or their contract and did not know it anymore. Today, we also come into bondage of negative financial system operating in the world through Satan, the same way Israel did. We have forgotten the promises of God that had been given to us through Abraham and have not been taught properly, but we've been taught wrong. Prosperity is from God. Poverty comes from the devil. It's very simple. The next part we're doing in this subject is part five, and we'll be doing the topics, did God forget Israel in Egypt? No. Canaan land, God's will for his people, and also God's will in the Old Testament. Again, thank you for being with me. I hope you've enjoyed this topic. It's a very important topic to every person on this earth, particularly born-again believers. Thank you and God bless.